This episode of the Consulting Pipeline Podcast is brought to you by Specialization School. Market research can be difficult. Specialization School makes it easier. Head over to specializationschool.com to learn more. Earlier today, my dog Malcolm had a seizure. He's been having these, I would say more frequently, but it kind of depends. He'll have a sort of couple bad days and then he'll be fine for a week. And it's something that appeared to be related to his heart because he does have a heart arrhythmia. He, by the way, is 17 years old, I think. He was born in 1999. So this year he'll either be 17 or 18, I think, if my math is correct, which it often is not. So anyway, he's old and he has heart issues and now has some sort of neurological thing that causes him to have seizures occasionally. He's fine now, but whenever this happens, he evacuates his bowels, which, like, that's normal. That happens every time he has one of these seizures. It's a little bit of a mess to clean up, but it's okay. But this morning, something very strange happened. So he had the seizure sort of as usual. He evacuated his bowels sort of as usual. He recovered very much as usual, and he's fine now. And after I'd sort of gotten done cleaning up the floor where this all happened and cleaning up him, he always gets a bath after this happens for obvious reasons, then I noticed on the wall, 8 feet away from where he was, 5 feet off the ground, was a piece of his poop the size of a coin, specifically the size of a quarter, a U.S. American quarter worth of poop on the wall, 8 feet away from where this happened. I have no idea how that got there. It wasn't there before. It was there after this event happened for him, so it clearly somehow this thing traversed 8 feet of open air and landed on the wall and just kind of splatted on the wall. And now that's cleaned up as well. My point is, it was, to me, a genuine mystery how that could possibly happen. Nowhere else in that room was there anything untoward on the walls. Everything else is fine. It just, somehow that happened, and I can't explain it. It's a mystery. Here's the point. The commercial intent of this message is for me to tell you that specialization of your services does not have to be a mystery for you. I've been there. I've seen it. I've seen it with, you know, hundreds of people. In fact, yesterday I was talking to someone on the phone, and they said to me, unprompted, it wasn't like I was fishing for this compliment, but they said, "Philip, every place where you said there would be some sort of emotional resistance, there has been." And I'm like, yeah, I know. I mean, sorry, but not sorry. I've seen this enough. I've seen that it's a predictable process when someone is in that generalist market position. No matter how much certain aspects of it suck, like it's difficult to control when business shows up, you have no lever you can pull for effective lead generation, you're kind of dependent on luck. And when someone asks you what you do, you feel like you're kind of trying to guess what they need so you can customize what you do to fit what they need. These are all the sucky parts. I mean, there's a few of the sucky parts of operating as a generalist. So despite those sucky parts, there's still a safety and a comfort from doing what you always done, but of course that's not strictly true. No one's always been a freelancer, like, but anyway, like something you've done for a long time, even if it's not working great, it's comfortable. There's an aspect of it which is familiar, which is therefore comfortable, and at least, you know, it gives rise to that saying, the devil you know is better than the one you don't. I know the devil you don't, the path towards specialization. It's so worth it. But there are some sort of predictable hot spots along the way where your emotions try to fight you, or that part of your mind, which is, you know, Seth Godin calls it the amygdala. He's using a sort of biological reference point for this idea that part of you is going to fight yourself. Part of you is going to fight back as you move from generalist to specialist. And I can help you with that process. I would love to, if it's really a good fit, if it's really in your best interest to hire me, I'd be delighted to hear from you. Just head to philipmorganconsulting.com. Scroll to the bottom and there's a contact button there. If you know exactly what you want to talk to me about, that's a good way to reach out and start a conversation.